you have the blow-up doll in the passenger for the HOV?
Actually, we're kind of exempt from that as traffic control.
No, that's good.
Unofficially exempt from it. In other words, the cops don't bother us with it because we do so much work for them that they just go, yeah, okay, fine, it's a flagger truck, let it go. And if we're on our way to a call, we are officially exempt.
You with ATS or Universal?
No, I'm highway through hell. Let me guess, what the heck is that, right?
Well, if that's the name of your company, that's a great one. No, Universal ATS or your Universal and ATS are both big traffic groups.
No, Highway Through Hell is not the name of my company. It's the name of the show I'm on and the name of what I do. I work the Highway Through Hell. My company's self-named, CD Parent Traffic Control Specialists.
I'll keep you in mind.
Yep. My people are all specialists. We are all not just BCCSA certified, but we're also ATSA and Ministry of Transportation certified traffic control supervisors.
Hey, Charles, what's your company called? VA7NRC.
CD Parent Traffic Control Specialists.
Okay, Roger. Yeah, no, because I've definitely seen that show more than a few times.
Yeah, if you ever see the white trucks with all the light, with the traffic control, white traffic control trucks with not just the beacons, but lighting in the grill and the windshields, that's us.
Yeah, okay, Roger. Yeah, I'll have to keep a lookout for that. Just, yeah, interesting. The 7NRC.
Yep, done that now for 8 seasons. It's been fun. I could tell you about the funniest one I was on, the funniest wreck recovery I was on, if you want to hear about it.
Yeah, go for it.
Just outside of Merritt, we had a tractor-trailer B-train roll over, kiss the mountain and rolled over on its side, and we got there. And normally there's never police there when we get there to do a recovery. It's just, okay, we got the place. We got this time there were 5 police cruisers, and we're going, okay, what the hell's going on with this? So we set up the cone zone, and we go to the sergeant who's there, and we go, okay, why all the cop cars? Just then the 80-ton, Andy and the 80-ton wrecker from Reliable comes walks up. And the sergeant says, oh, that's because that's 96 tons of government marijuana. And he goes, well, a lot of times the trucks we see up here coming down the hills, they're on fire because their brakes catch fire. Why couldn't this one be on fire? And without missing a beat, the sergeant looked him right in the eye and said, well, that's because we couldn't afford the pizza.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I don't see that every day.
Yeah, can you picture 96 tons of weed burning and the smoke wafting the 2 kilometers into the town of Merritt?
Yeah, that would, boy, that would be quite something.
Yeah, you'd have a really happy town for a while. Really hungry, too. Anyway, that was a 6-hour recovery, but that was the humor of it, was a cop going, yeah, the only reason it's not burning is we couldn't afford the pizza.
Well, I've definitely seen, yeah, definitely seen that show. You know, they have, like, the Reliable Towing guys, And then, can't remember what the other one's called now. Anyway, the one's called Reliable, the other's Dependable, and all this kind of stuff. So, anyways, yeah, no, it's a good show. Usually when it's on, I put it on.
Well, thank you for watching. Yeah, it's Reliable, Jamie Davis, Quiring, Coca-Cola, and Ben Stowing are the companies that are involved.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Jamie, for sure. Very easily recognizable.
Yep, Al Quiring is in the Big Green Goblins. Reliables are black. Jamie Davis's trucks are red. And, of course, my traffic control truck's white.
Alpha 7, Delta Tango, November.
BA 7, DTN, go ahead.
A question for Charles. Are they shooting this year?
We shoot every year. Matter of fact, we're just wrapping up.
Kind of wondered if maybe the seasons or the whole thing has gone too long or too far, you know, past its best before date.
To be blunt, I don't know. I don't watch a lot of it myself because I live it every day. Why would I watch it? To be blunt, I think it's just a matter of as long as the ratings are there for it. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we used to curl up and watch this in the wintertime, especially when the snow's blowing outside and they, you know, hunker down in front of the TV and the fireplace going and just kind of watch it. But this year has been so mild around here that it's hard to get into watching wrecks on the Coca-Cola.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I getcha. But being the guy that goes up there to do the wrecks, I can tell you this. It might be nice and mild down here, but it isn't up there.
I used to do work on mountaintops and retired this year, so I stopped doing that. And I don't like having to drive over the Coca-Cola going to the interior, not in the middle of winter.
Yep, and to think I do that for a living. The one thing they tell you don't do, note, is we advise you don't drive, and I go out in it. It's kind of like my mom always told me not to play in traffic, and look what I do for a living, right?
Well, give us a tip of something that you've learned on the job. I consider myself pretty prepared and pretty road savvy, but what's something that I should keep in the truck or something I should keep in mind when I'm out there?
In the truck, keep two big bags of kitty litter, always. And a case of bottled water. And the other thing I've learned is that 98% of drivers are stupid.
A kitty litter for crafting myself?
No, kitty litter, first it gives you added weight in the back of your truck if you need it. And secondly, if it's really slippery, throw the kitty litter down. And you've got under your tires and you've got traction because it will bite even into the ice.
Well, now I know you're messing with me. Why not macaroni?
No, macaroni won't work. Kitty litter does.
Yeah, it's the oldest trick in the book for snow at least.
And I'm not messing with you. I'm dead serious. Kitty litter works for traction on snow and ice.
DA7LGN. Which episode are you in? I was going to go check it out.
You're going to have to go through all of them for the past 8 seasons. I'm in a bunch of them. You won't get the close-ups of me or anything, but you'll see my trucks and you'll see me, my big banana stout. I think there's one or two of that I'm in that they identify me, but I don't know which ones. But I've been there 8 seasons, so you'll see my white traffic control truck with the lights and the grill and the windshield as well as the beacons. And that's how you can tell my trucks. If you've ever seen my truck, you know it. It lights up like no other. My trucks light up like no other companies.
What's the badging on the truck?
For the first little while, I was working with Brahma. And now it's my own company, CD Parent Traffic Control Specialists.
Yeah, I thought that Jamie Davis' son was doing traffic control at one point.
Yeah, Brenda did it for a little bit, but he was doing it mostly in Alberta, not in BC. And then he started his own traffic control company in Alberta now, and he hasn't done it. He did it for like a year before he went his own merry way and started his own company doing it.
Yeah, see, like I said, I follow along, so I kind of have an idea what was going on.
Yeah, the episodes that you see Brandon doing traffic control on, if you pay attention to it and look, then you'll notice that there are the wrecks that Jamie does in Alberta, because he has an office in Alberta, too, that he runs, right?
I don't think I was paying enough attention to that to see exactly where they were.
Yeah, well, in Alberta, he does mostly the highways leading up to the oil patch, because they're treacherous as hell, too. But he's got office in Alberta, his office in Hope, and one in Golden.
Okay, I have another unrelated question. What happened to Gord that he was working with that quarry?
To be blunt, I don't know, because I don't ask questions that are above my pay grade. A lot of operators come and go in the 8 seasons I've been there, and I just don't bother. Because to be honest, I don't know, and I don't care. I'm out there doing the traffic control. If I get to know the operators, fantastic, and a lot of them I do know. But as they go somewhere or whatnot, it's like I don't really bother following up on it, because it really is none of my business.
Yeah, he was a big part of acquiring for quite a while, and we just kind of thought maybe he retired, and it was the end of it. But I like watching him. He had a really dry sense of humor.
Got fired.
Yeah, see, there's your answer. Somebody knows and more than I know, because I don't ask. I just know that I don't see them much and don't see them anymore on sites. So it's okay. Whatever. I'll tell you who is still around, though. Andy from Reliable still around. Suki, the owner of Reliable, has taken a big step back from Reliable now, so he's not out there doing it anymore. Al's still there. Of course, Jamie, then there's Rob, and Shane from Jamie Davis are still out there doing it, as well as a couple of others from Jamie Davis. But, you know, like I said, I don't really follow. Whoever shows up with the wrecker is who I'm dealing with.
So are you stuck in the number one right now?
No, I'm stuck on